Shalom Mishpacha. Shalom family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family. And we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people. The middle wall of separation has come down. That ancient Jewish anointing has merged with the new covenant Christian anointing to form what Paul calls the one new man. It's the completeness. For the completeness of time, I am hearing such reports of so many miracles. I have on the telephone right now R.W. Schambach. He certainly needs no introduction, but at 81 years of age, he tells me he just got back from Nigeria. He went into a Muslim area of Nigeria and had meetings. And how many Nigerians were born again at these meetings?
1,400,000 actual cards that were turned in.
So if I ask you if we're in the last of the last days, I don't think I have to guess what your answer will be.
It's exactly right.
And you told me that what you did is you demonstrated the kingdom of God, and then it was easy for many of these Muslims to receive the Lord. What type of miracles did you see break out?
We saw blind eyes open, deaf ears unstopped. They brought him in on litters, cripples, and they were totally healed. Just praying one prayer over an audience of 1 million people. And they brought them down. They came down to testify on both sides of the platform, had two lines. And for about 45 minutes to an hour, they were testifying as to what God did. And then I stopped and I said, now this is not done in the name of Muhammad, but this is done in the name of Jesus. There's no other name under heaven whereby man must be saved but the name of Jesus. And these miracles are wrought in Jesus' name. And when they saw the miracles, they wanted to come to Christ. And that's what turned them on.
Yeah, you know, R.W., one thing, when I think about you, I think about your mentor, A.A. Allen. And there is literally, we know throughout history, Elijah and Elisha, a transfer of anointing. But there was one miracle that you saw this man demonstrate, where I believe that the glory of God came in and he had like a vision. And there was a young boy that had how many diseases?
26 major diseases. I'll never forget this.
Tell me about it.
This little woman came in from Knoxville, Tennessee. And we had the meeting in Birmingham, Alabama. And this little woman came and she brought that little baby. And she said, Brother Schambach, I need a special miracle for this boy. Doctors told me when he was born, he wouldn't live to see his first birthday. And here he is, 5 years of age, as she brings the child. And some of the diseases, he was born blind, deaf, mute. His tongue hanged out of his mouth. His arms and his legs were like rubber, no bones, no male organs, and no feet. That's why the doctor said he'll never live to see his first birthday. And when she told me he was 5 years of age now, I said, God must have been holding this off so he could perform the miracle. And we gave her the card, and she stayed for a week. And it was back in the days when people used to stay in the hotel and they would eat out. And this little woman spent all she had. She spent a week, and Brother Allen never called the card. And she came to me on the last day that she was going to be there. And she said, Brother Schambach, I have $20 left. That's all I have. And she said, $5 of that is for gas. And that's when gas was only about 20 cents a gallon.
Oh, take me back to those good old days.
$15 was for the doctor. She had an appointment when she got back. And she wanted Brother Allen to pray for the boy before she left, and I know that. And she said, will he call my card tonight? I said, I don't know. He's led by the Spirit of God in everything that he does. But I will promise you one thing. If he does not call your card, I will take your child personally to Brother Allen's trailer, and I'll make sure that he prays for your child. She said, you'll do that? I said, I'll do it. Brother Allen, I introduced him, and he bounced out on the platform, and he said, before I preach, I'm going to receive the offering. And he said, tonight I want you to give a faith offering. I never heard him say this before. He said, I want you to give something that you cannot afford to give. And this little woman who had that little baby, I watched her in the back take that little baby and put it in the arms of another woman. And she came running down to where the bucket was. And she threw something in the bucket, and I leaped off the platform, and I got down there, and I saw in that bucket a $20 bill. Here she stood on the side of the platform, and Brother Allen called the prayer line, but he said before he started to pray, so I got a vision. He said, I'm being carried away in the spirit. A big old white building. He said, it's a hospital. I'm inside now, and he said, I hear a lot of babies crying, and I see a lot of doctors, about six doctors around one little baby that was born with 26 major diseases. And I finally came alive. I said, oh, tonight's a baby's night. And here, when he said that, he said to the woman, he said, the doctors said he won't live to see his first birthday, but they're wrong. You're under this tent tonight, and I want you to bring me the child, and God's going to give you 26 miracles. And she brought the baby, and he carried that little baby in his arms and pranced across the platform, and I was standing by his side. The mother was standing over the side of the platform with her hands raised and tears coming out of her eyes down her cheeks. And he said, I want everybody to stand with me. He said, now I want you to close your eyes. And I said, I ain't closing my eyes. I've been waiting for this, and I'm going to see this. I waited for a week. And that little child, the first thing I saw was those blind eyes, the milky colored eyes. You didn't know what color they were. They turned into whirlpools, and before long I saw two beautiful brown eyes. Arms and legs, no bones in them, like rubber. When all of a sudden, the little boy began to move the arms. He was born without male organs and no feet. And I saw God perform 26 miracles. I can't doubt God. I've seen him do too much. After he got done praying, he put the baby down on those legs. And he could not see, never saw his mama, but she's over on the side of the platform. And he started to run on those brand new legs, brand new feet. And I'm right on his tail end. I'm running after him. And he leaped into his mama's arms, and I heard him say his first words, Mama.
But to see it with your very eyes, your faith level must be so high. I believe that if you pray for people, the same anointing that was on A. Allen, the same anointing that rests on you, and even greater, will rest on those whose hearts are open, if you'll pray for them right now.
Father, let that same anointing rest upon Brother Sid Roth. I believe you kept him alive for this. He's doing one of the greatest works, preaching to those precious Jewish people, getting saved and delivered and set free. Let that anointing come upon him and use him in a special way for this last day revival of signs and wonders and miracles. In Jesus' name, you're going to raise up an army of believers. I believe this. One man can't do it. But you said these signs shall follow them that believe. And I pray for everyone that's listening today that you will give them a special anointing, an impartation of your power, so they can go out and do the works of Christ. Jesus, you said, the works that I do shall you do also. But not only these works, but greater works shall you do, because I go to my Father. Thank you, Lord, for keeping us alive for the greater works time. And I pray for everyone listening to this program today. Give them a double portion of that anointing in Jesus' name. Amen.
Mishpocha, all this week. The glory of God has been so awesome, and I'm so excited that we have this special mentoring tool. It's literally just off the press. I think it was written for you. It's called Glory Invasion, David Herzog's brand new book. David moves in the glory in such a manifest, tangible way. And he says that everyone is destined because God's glory is invading us right now. But he needs people that understand how to yield to the glory. People are being healed right now. I want to send David's book, Glory Invasion, plus a special CD we're also sending, R.W. Shambach. What a faith builder. I want to send this to you for a donation of $20. Also, if you can come to our One New Man conference, it's a celebration of the most anointed people I've interviewed over the years, all coming together to release the One New Man glory. It's going to be on August 23rd of this year. If you want the brochure, call our 800 number, Shabbat Broadcast. Let me bless you. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord cause his countenance to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord grant you his shalom, his completeness in your spirit, soul, and body. In the name of the Sar Shalom, the Prince of Peace, Yeshua HaMashiach Tzikinu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness.
Yivarechech Adonai ve'yishmarecha. Yo'er Adonai panav elecha v'chonecha. Yisa Adonai panav elecha. Ve'asem lecha shalom.
If you would like to receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521, or call our order-only line, 1-800-548-1918. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-548-1918. For all other calls, the number is 912-265-2500. That's 912-265-2500. For a cassette tape or CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation of $10 or more to Sid Roth, that's S-I-D-R-O-T-H, Post Office Box 1918, Brunswick, Georgia, 31521. To see our television show, It's Supernatural, or archives of our radio and TV shows, look us up on the web at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org.